Let's get an update from the Winter Olympics. Joining us is NPR's Russell Lewis, who's in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Russell, start with the U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn, who won a bronze medal in the downhill last night.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she was happy with getting the medal. She'd been favored to win a gold in the downhill. It really is her specialty. She won gold in Vancouver in 2010, got injured, didn't compete in the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. And so this was really sort of, she was coming out and this essentially is going to be her final Olympics. And, you know, she came out swinging initially and in the first couple of runs, she found herself in the silver medal position, but at the very end, ended up getting a bronze.
And she was actually in tears after that happened. I saw an interview with her on television.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's something that she's been working towards for a while. I mean, not being able to compete during the Sochi Olympics was very difficult for her. And so she came into these Olympics really on a mission to win and to win a lot. And, you know, here she is, you know, on the podium and very happy with the bronze medal and, you know, has one more race to go. And that's the women's alpine combined.
The U.S. men's hockey team is now out. This was a team of college and minor league players, no one from the NHL. Is that what this is about? Did that put the U.S. at a disadvantage?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I mean, you know, the U.S. has always dominated in men's hockey, you know, in large part when the NHL allowed its players to play. But they didn't this time around. And it was sort of a tough go. And boy, the game against the Czech Republic was tough. I mean, it was back and forth and back and forth. And then it ended up going into overtime. They were tied at two. And even that didn't decide it. And they went to a shootout. And so, unfortunately, the U.S. actually did not score a single goal during each of its five shots. The Czech Republic only got one goal, but that was all that they needed, and they ended up advancing, and the U.S. is done, at least on the men's hockey side of things.
On the women's side, the American women play for the gold tonight against Canada.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a great game. You know, these two teams are always in the mix. You know, since women's hockey was introduced into the Olympics back in 1998, either the U.S. or Canada has won gold medal. Canada has won the last four gold medals. The U.S., you know, has won one gold, has won a silver and some bronze as well. And so, but, you know, they're set to win another medal again. And this actually is going to be one of the great matchups of these Olympics, seeing these two great hockey-loving countries, you know, going at it again, and we're just going to have to see who ultimately wins out.
When you look at who is doing really well in the medal count, it's like a tour of the coldest countries on earth. You've got, you know, Norway and Canada and Germany doing well. The U.S., it seems like, is not doing as well as people expected so far.
That's fair. You know, they had not done as well really up until today. You know, today there have actually been a number of key wins. I think one of the biggest medals that the U.S. got today was one that they probably weren't expecting to get, and that was a medal in U.S. women's cross-country skiing. The United States has never won a medal on the women's side ever, but they won tonight, and they won not only a medal, but they won a gold, and that was Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins beat Sweden and the bronze medalists Norway in the women's team sprint freestyle final. And so that's one key thing. But it has been sort of a difficult go on some levels for the U.S. They have not won as many medals as they had hoped that they would win. But as we've seen, the Olympics are not done yet, and there are still many chances for the U.S. to bounce back.
One of the most watched events at every Winter Olympics, it seems, or at least most talked about, is curling. And the South Korean curling team demolished Russia in competition. They'll be competing in the semifinals on Friday. They're known as the Garlic Girls.
Yeah, and they've really become this great hit sensation here in South Korea. They're called the Garlic Girls because everyone on the team is from this one small town about 2.5 hours south of Seoul. And this area where they're from is known for producing garlic. So they've called themselves the Garlic Girls. And it has really become this major hit. We had a reporter who was there for us yesterday and was talking to folks who live in the town that all these girls went to the same school. And curling is just not something that is just known in South Korea. It's only been around, played here for the last 10 or so years. And it is something where it has become so exciting. And because of the success of their team, they're now into the semifinals and they're actually 7-1 and they have beat some powerhouses in curling already to get to this level. And here they are, the whole country is just so thoroughly excited and energized by it, a sport that until very recently was just something they didn't know much about.
Russell, overall, I have to say the games look beautiful. And we've just had a few Olympic games in Sochi and in Rio where there were all kinds of problems leading up to them. And would they be able to actually make it happen? It seems like the South Koreans really did a good job. At least that's what it looks like from here. What about where you are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, things seem to be running, you know, very, very smoothly here. You know, the venues all seem to, you know, we're all completed roughly on time. The transportation of moving people around, you know, has just not been an issue. They built a new high-speed rail line from Seoul to here to help shuttle people back and forth, and it's just not really been much of an issue. You know, I mean, there's always some difficulty any time that the Olympics comes to town. You know, on the mountains where they've been doing some of the skiing, they actually had to sort of get rid of some centuries-old trees that were just historically significant to South Korea, but they chose to do it because of the Olympics. You know, the first week of the game was dominated by super cold weather and high winds that were postponing many events. But, you know, over the last week, it's been quite nice, although we are hearing that the winds are supposed to return in a couple of days. And that's why they've been moving up some of these other skiing events by a day or two, hoping to get them in before the games officially end on Sunday.
And the next Olympic Games, by the way, the 2020 Summer Olympics will be in Tokyo. Beijing is hosting the Winter Olympics in 2022. It seems like a move toward a certain part of the world.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just having three games in a row be held here in Asia is something that the IOC had wanted to do, but it's not something that's going to be permanent. Of course, the 2024 Olympics are going to be held in Paris, and the 2028 Olympics are going to be held in Los Angeles. So, you know, the Olympics are always about moving around the world as best they can. And so that's just something that they do is, you know, they move around quite a bit and try to showcase as much of the world as they can.
That's NPR's Russell Lewis at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Russell, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the games.
Hey, thanks so much.